The holiday movie season is almost upon us. Hollywood is busy marketing images that will get us to go watch their films. On posters this year, it's Will Ferrell scrunched up as an elf, or Halle Berry anxiously gazing out for her movie Gothica. In our regular segment, My Fellow Americans, Day to Day's Madeline Brand takes a look at one of the people behind the glossy finish of these posters.
Artist is a little bit pretentious. Okay, I would say graphic designer, advertising guy. Although you know, you take the Museum of Modern Art in New York, they have a huge poster collection. If any of my stuff ended up with some of the poster giants, I'd be so flattered I can't tell you.
That's Tony Seiniger. Over the years, he's made posters and trailers for more than 1,500 films, creating memorable images like The Lips from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. We talked to him at his office in Beverly Hills, where Tony Seiniger recalled the poster that made his career.
We worked for months on that. We had so many illustrators drawing sharks in the water and people on top of the water. And the problem is that a shark, by its very nature, is not threatening. Okay? When you start showing fins and tails and stuff like that, they're a very graceful animal, I mean, a very graceful fish. And so we said, let's just do the teeth. We flattened that shark into an absolutely simple graphic, all about the teeth, and had him coming straight up like a rocket, and a little girl at the top. And it was a question of trying to reduce the elements to their most graphic simplicity.
Seiniger has been doing this for over 30 years. Now, at age 62, he oversees dozens of young designers. Here are some of the ground rules he's developed for making effective movie ads.
First of all, it should be different. It should be something you haven't seen before. That'll get attention. You have to be able to read it at about 35 or 40 miles an hour and digest it in 3 seconds. People don't go up and study posters. Most of them you see on the sides of buses or in bus shelters or on billboards. That's the challenge, to try to get an hour and a half or 2 hours of entertainment down to a simple graphic that you can read in 3 seconds.
Working in Hollywood means working with big money and big egos. Pushy directors, studio marketing executives, and producers all weighing in to make sure that the film is being marketed the way they think it should be. Add to that the movie stars themselves, and it's clearly a challenge to marry artistry, personalities, and marketing savvy. Seiniger recalls a case in point, the Goldie Hawn comedy, Private Benjamin.
What is this, Hell Week?
No, Benjamin. This is the Army.
You know, I look over against the wall there and I see the Private Benjamin poster with Goldie Hawn. That's the only time you've ever seen Goldie Hawn crying or mascara running wearing an Army helmet. That's Private Benjamin. See, a headshot of Goldie Hawn looking like Goldie Hawn all cute and blonde wouldn't mean anything because it's not the character. It's not selling the story of the movie. And even though star heads are an integral part of what we do, it has to have story content. Otherwise, what is it, you know?
His ultimate goal, says Seiniger, is to create a single signature image for the film, a picture that stays in the audience's mind long after the last credits have rolled.
If they still have one of my posters up on the wall 15 years later, I know they love it. And I see them all over the place, thank God. You know, that's the supreme compliment. You know, a treasured jewel, huh?
That's movie poster designer Tony Seiniger speaking to us from his office in Beverly Hills.
And that story from Day to Day star Madeline Brand. To see a sample of Tony Seiniger's work, visit our website, npr.org.